Let's zoom out on artificial intelligence and look at the financial architecture, because several stories this week converge on the same underlying tension. Sequoia Capital published an analysis warning that the AI industry needs to generate $3 trillion in annual revenue to justify current infrastructure spending commitments. To put that in context, $3 trillion is roughly the size of Germany's entire annual GDP. It would make AI services, collectively, one of the largest industries in human history by revenue. Sequoia's point isn't that this is impossible. It's that the current spending trajectory assumes a revenue outcome that nobody has yet demonstrated a credible path to achieving.
Sam Altman's acknowledgement that rising compute costs are a headwind for OpenAI is significant precisely because of his rhetorical restraint. Altman is not a person who typically uses understated language about challenges facing his company. Calling something a headwind is the polished version of saying the financial math is difficult. OpenAI has committed to an extraordinary infrastructure build-out. We're talking about server farms, data centers, power infrastructure, and the operating costs of that build-out are now visibly pressing against their revenue generation capacity.
What's particularly interesting is that Altman's headwind admission comes at the same moment when both the Hugging Face CEO and the Amazon CTO are making essentially the same argument. Enterprises are moving to cheaper open-source AI alternatives. Clément DeLong at Hugging Face is arguing that rising costs plus U.S. export restrictions on closed AI models are driving companies toward open-source options. Amazon's CTO is saying the same thing from the customer side. They're seeing enterprise clients shift away from expensive proprietary APIs. If both the supply side and the demand side of the AI industry are converging on open source as the rational choice, that's a structural challenge for the business models of companies charging premium prices for closed models.
This is actually where the antitrust dimension becomes worth understanding, because it's shaping how companies can and can't compete. Here's a quick primer on how antitrust law actually works in this context, because it matters for understanding what the AI market can legally do. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, prohibits monopolization of markets, but crucially, merely being the dominant company isn't illegal. What's illegal is using monopoly power to exclude competition. Courts look at market share as one factor, but a company with 70% market share isn't automatically a monopolist in the legal sense. The key question is whether they achieve that position through superior products and fair competition, or through anti-competitive conduct, like predatory pricing, exclusive dealing arrangements, or tying their products to exclude rivals. Think of it this way. If you make the best coffee in town and everyone buys from you, that's legal. But if you pay coffee shops to refuse to carry any other brand, that's the line you've crossed. For AI, the question regulators will eventually have to answer is whether large closed model providers are using their capital advantages to structurally exclude open source competition, or whether the market is simply rewarding scale and quality.
That framework is exactly why the open source shift matters beyond just cost savings. If enterprises move en masse to open source alternatives, it creates a natural competitive pressure that antitrust regulators don't have to enforce. The market itself disciplines the pricing power of dominant players. Musk calling Anthropic the clear AI leader, reversing earlier criticism, is interesting in this context. Anthropic has a very specific positioning around AI safety and enterprise trust, and Musk's endorsement, whether sincere or strategic, elevates them in the competitive hierarchy at a moment when OpenAI is dealing with public financial pressures.
Musk directing Tesla staff to switch from their current AI tools to Grok, the xAI large language model, is simultaneously a competitive move and an internal governance story. Tesla employees using Grok instead of, say, Copilot or Claude or ChatGPT for their work tasks gives xAI a significant enterprise deployment base within a Musk-controlled company. It's vertical integration by fiat rather than market competition. The business logic is clear. Musk wants to build xAI's revenue and capability base, and directing his other companies to use its products is the fastest path to enterprise scale.
Meta's Muse Image A. iSituation is a cautionary tale about the gap between technical capability and social license. Meta launched Muse, trained on Instagram photos, the largest curated image dataset in existence, with billions of user-uploaded photos. And the backlash was immediate and intense enough that they pulled the tool. The core complaint is the same one that's been central to AI image generation debates for 3 years. Did the people who posted photos to Instagram consent to having those images used to train commercial AI products? Meta's terms of service say one thing. Users' expectations say something very different. And when those two things collide publicly, the company faces a choice between legal defensibility and social legitimacy.
Zuckerberg posting on X for the first time in 3 years to launch a new Meta. iModel is worth noting as a separate story. The platform choice is deliberate. X is Elon Musk's platform, and Zuckerberg's appearance there to announce a competing AI product is a very direct competitive signal. It also suggests Meta believes X's reach is valuable enough to access, even while building its own competing social infrastructure with Threads.